This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. Some Democrats looking for answers are focused on a surprisingly weak showing from organized labor. Unions did come out for Hillary Clinton, but not in the same numbers as they did for President Obama previously. That helped the Trump campaign pull off surprise wins in states like Pennsylvania and Wisconsin. From the Marketplace desk at Oregon Public Broadcasting, Mitchell Hartman reports on what happened and what's ahead.
Here's Randy Weingarten, president of the American Federation of Teachers, at a rally in Florida just before the election.
Are we going to vote for our future? Are we going to vote for good jobs?
The union had thousands of members phone banking and knocking on doors nationwide.
Labor put its shoulder to the wheel and worked hard to elect Clinton.
Peter Olney, former organizing director for the International Longshore and Warehouse Union, says the traditional get-out-the-vote effort just failed to deliver.
Labor was not able to convince its members in the significant ways that it had done for Obama to vote for the Democratic nominee.
Exit polls show Clinton won union households nationwide, 51-43%. But President Obama won them by nearly 60%. Peter Olney thinks a more anti-Wall Street, anti-free trade Democratic message would have cut into Trump's appeal. Jan Soltis, a former UAW auto worker at a Chrysler plant in northern Illinois, agrees.
I'm angry, just like everybody else. I'm still hurting from the recession. You hear about everything being great. It's really not for everybody.
Soltis supported Bernie Sanders in the primaries and didn't vote for either major party candidate in the general election. She says a lot of union auto workers she knows bucked the UAW's endorsement of Clinton and backed Trump.
Even if they're at Chrysler, you'd work twice as hard at what was once a really good job, and you weren't going to make the same money as the people before you.
Just the kind of blue-collar backsliding Donald Trump promised to fix as he went after traditional Democratic working-class voters. Economist Michael Strain at the Conservative American Enterprise Institute says Democrats must now be asking themselves
whether the traditional coalition and traditional allies, of which labor unions were a huge part, came through and is enough.
Especially as unions struggle to keep their membership from shrinking even more under a Trump presidency. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.